Thank you and good morning. The Eureka City Council meets tonight, and all eyes will be on a decision by the Council on whether or not to include the proposed shelter at West 3rd and Commercial Streets to the declared shelter crisis. The Greater Eureka Community Outreach Program, GCOP, comprised of the Betty Kwan Chin Foundation and the Humboldt Coalition for Property Rights, have asked the city to include the property in the declaration. If approved, it will join two other properties, the city-owned property at Washington and Coster Streets and the St. Vincent de Paul Center on 3rd Street, as areas that could temporarily house homeless. The City Council will decide on whether or not to approve an agreement between GCOP and the city for the group to operate the shelter for 6 months, beginning May 2nd. The deadline the city has set for clearing out campsites in the Palco Marsh to make room for trail construction. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and it's a light agenda with a few proclamations, one to honor the Child Abuse Services Team for 20 years of service and to declare April Autism Awareness and Alcohol Awareness Month. The board will also hear a presentation from Public Health regarding the draft of the Local Agency Management Program that governs septic systems in the county. More than half of Humboldt County residents rely on septic systems, formerly referred to as on-site wastewater treatment systems, and the county's plan has been in the works since 2014. By working with local residents and stakeholders, County Public Health has made changes to the county's management program for the systems, and once the board approves of the proposal, it will be sent to the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. The board is also expected to approve a letter expressing opposition to Assembly Bill 2395 that would replace existing landlines owned and operated by telecommunications companies with fiber optic cables, and thereby remove the landlines from residents who rely upon traditional telephone exchanges for outside communication. The board wants to ensure that rural residents who lack reliable access to fiber optic services don't lose their landlines, and it's estimated that more than 30% of Humboldt County residents still don't have access to voice over IP, and there is no guarantee that telecommunications companies will invest in rural communities. The board will also send a letter of support for the Trinidad Rancheria Cherry Lane Stabilization and Extension Grant that will improve the roadway and make it passable for all vehicles. The board will also hear a presentation about a memorial to honor Caltrans District 1 employees who have died on the job. A ceremony is scheduled for Thursday morning at Caltrans offices on Union Street in Eureka. Jordan Christmas has news from Mendocino.
The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is investigating suspicious circumstances surrounding the death of a 60-year-old white male adult, whose body was located just north of Willits over the weekend. On Sunday night, the body was discovered by a passerby in a field next to the 35,000 block of Eureka Stagecoach Road. Deputies responded to the scene, and initial signs point to the man's death being suspicious. The identity of the victim is being withheld by the Sheriff's Office at this time, pending notification of next of kin.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka City Council will discuss a project to house chronically homeless residents in a temporary facility constructed at West 3rd and Commercial Streets tonight. Homelessness is an issue that resonates across the county, and small rural communities like Humboldt County and its cities struggle to find solutions. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer said on Talk Shop, that's why Arcata has focused on building spaces for the homeless as part of the Housing First model.
Finding available housing units for low, very low, and at this point, you know, homeless individuals is a challenge. Even for counties like Humboldt and Mendocino and Marin that have available vouchers that would be available to veterans or to certain, you know, homeless that meet that criteria, then they might have a voucher, they could move into housing, but we just don't have the housing stock available.
The goal of the Housing First model is to get a person a place to live and then deal with any underlying issues, such as addiction or mental health.
Now, I just think that we're going to have a number of strategies to move our homeless population into permanent housing, and it has to be tied, as we've all said, with supportive services for them. So if they need alcohol and drug counseling, if they need medical care. And so, for example, the housing that was built in Arcata in 2015 with the collaborative, each of those residents are visited by somebody every day.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Karen Diemer by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.